the 2010 Lincoln MKS. With the available 3.5-liter EcoBoost twin-turbocharged direct injection V6 engine, packs the performance of a V8 with the fuel economy of a V6. Powerfully smart.
This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? November 24th marks the 150th anniversary of the publication of Darwin's Origin of Species. On November 19th, a guy named Ray Comfort, who does not accept evolution, will celebrate the fact that when copyrights expire and works enter the public domain, you're free to do with them what you will. Thus, Comfort will be distributing his own edition of Darwin's masterwork with a new introduction. This is roughly the equivalent of me finger painting on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel so as to improve the work. According to the folks at the National Center for Science Education, the NCSE, who monitor efforts to interfere with evolution education in public schools, Comfort in his intro repeats numerous familiar anti-evolution claims. For example, that there's a lack of transitional fossils and that the second law of thermodynamics makes evolution impossible. These assertions have been disproved more often than the chant, "Yankees suck." The NCSE has set up a website with useful, truthful info. It's at www.don'tdisdarwin.com, all one word, no apostrophe. Indeed, don't diss Darwin. It leads me to discomfort. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.